Blue Sassing Rainbows first, first. Blue Sassing Rainbows and sunbeam from heaven, or what I can see when my Lord's within me. And I love Jesus His will and my life today. He makes His home in my heart. Nevermore must be alone to see. Promise me that He never would part.
One thing that I failed to say, as Wesley's coming up here, he's going to be next. On the green sheet, you'll notice it's front and back, just so you'll know who these young men are, okay? So the younger guys are on one side, and then the older guys are on the other side.
I believe blue skies and rainbows. Blue skies and rainbows and sunbeams from heaven. From what I can see, that my world's within me. I know that Jesus is well and alive today. He makes His home in my heart. Nevermore will I be alone since He promised me that we never would part.
I'll be singing 300, praise him. Praise Him, praise Him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Sing a work, His wonderful proclaim. Hail Him, highest angels in glory. Strength and honor give to His holy name. Like a shepherd, Jesus will guard His children. In His arms He carries them all day long. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song. Praise Him, tell the blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud voice, Hosanna's ring. Jesus, Savior, reign forever and ever. Crown Him, prophet and priest and king.
Christ is
coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise Him, tell of His excellent greatness. Praise Him, ever in joyful song.
Place 74. Thank you for this day. Thank you for everybody in this church. Thank you for God. In Jesus' name, amen.
I'll be reading Acts chapter 2, verses 36 through 38. Acts chapter 2. Verses 36 through 38. Therefore, let all the house of Israel know assuredly that God has made this Jesus, whom you crucified, both Lord and Christ. Now when they heard this, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the rest of the apostles, Men and brethren, what shall we do? Then Peter said to them, Repent and let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins. And you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm. 9:59. Just a little talk with Jesus. I once was lost in sin, but Jesus took me in. And you know I from heaven to my soul. It made my heart in love and wrote my name above. And just a little talk with Jesus made me whole. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him about our troubles. Hear our famous cry. Answer by and by. Fill a prayer for yearning, heart to heaven is turning. Final thought for Jesus makes to cry. I may have doubts and fear, my eyes be filled with tears. But Jesus, friend who watches day and night, I go to him in prayer, he knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our troubles. Hear our faintest cry. Answer by and by. Feel a prayer for yearning. Heart to him is turning. Find a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
I'll be singing 986, Kumbaya, 986, all verses.
Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya, Kumbaya, my Lord, Kumbaya, Kumbaya.
Psalms 119:57, verse 57. Lord, you are my share in life. I have promised to obey your words.
I'll be singing from page 909, verses 1 and 3.
There's a fountain free, 'tis for you and me, let us haste, oh haste, to its spring. 'Tis the fount of love from the source above, and he bids us all freely drink. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me. Thirsty soul, hear the welcome call. the fountain open for all. There's a rock that's cleft and a soul is left that may not its pure water share. 'Tis for you and me and a stream I see that's hastened joyfully there. Will you come to the fountain free? Will you come? 'Tis for you and me, thirsty soul. Hear the welcome call. 'Tis the fountain open for all.
Five six zero. Living by faith. We'll be singing the first and third verses. I care not today, but tomorrow may bring his shadow or sunshine or rain. The Lord I know ruleth o'er everything, and all of my worry is vain. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in his great love. From all unsaid, in his sheltering arms, I'm living by faith and feel no alone. Our Lord will return to this earth some sweet day. Our troubles will then all be o'er. The Master so greatly will lead us away beyond the blessed heavenly shore. Living by faith in Jesus above, trusting, confiding in great love. From all whom sin in his sheltering arms, I'm living by faith and feel no alone.
Scripture reading from 2 Timothy 2:15. Be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.
I'll be singing number 548, the Lily of the Valley. I'll be singing the first and third verses only. I have found a friend in Jesus, he's everything to me. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. The lily of the valley, in him alone I see all I need to cleanse and make me fully whole. He's my comfort in trouble, he's my stay. He tells me every care on him to roll. He's the lily of the valley, the bright and morning star. He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul. He will never, never leave me, nor yet forsake me here, while I live by faith and do his blessed will. A wall of fire about me, I'm nothing now to fear. With this manna, he my hungry soul shall fill. Then sweeping up to glory to see his blessed face, where rivers of delight shall ever roam. He's the lily of the valley, bright and morning star.
He's the fairest of 10,000 to my soul.
Let's pray. Dear God, thank you for this day, thank you for this world, thank you for this life. And we're thankful that we can come here tonight to worship your word and help the sick and help the poor. In Jesus' name, pray, amen.
Great job, young men. I want to say to these guys that I can remember when some of these guys who are about to stand before us and lead, when they were that age and doing those things. And so it's great to see our young men continue to grow, and it's great that our elders see the need to continue to train and continue to give opportunities for our young men. And so we thank you for being here and supporting them. If you're visiting with us tonight, we thank you for coming our way. We'd like to encourage you on the back of the pew in front of you. You'll find a visitor card. We'd like to ask that you will fill that out, and those will be taken up at the end of our service. But we want to thank each and every one of you for being here. Now our older young men will have opportunity to lead us in worship.
Please turn to songbooks number 470. We'll be singing the first and third verses only. I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood's atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory. And I heard about the street of gold beyond the crystal sea, about the angels singing and the old redemption story. And some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus,
my Savior,
forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood.
Scripture reading will be from Galatians chapter 6. Verses 1 through 5. Galatians 6, 1 through 5. I'll be reading out of the New King James Version. Brethren, if a man is overtaken in any trespass, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness, considering yourself, lest you also be tempted. Bear one another's burdens, and so fulfill the law of Christ. For if anyone thinks himself to be something when he is nothing, he deceives himself. But let each one examine his own work, and then he will have rejoicing in himself alone, and not in another. For each one shall bear his own load.
Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for
for allowing us to come here tonight and worship you. Please help us to never take that for granted. Please be with those sick and in the hospital and help them to get well soon. Please be with those who have come home from the hospital and those who will be having surgery soon. Please help that to go well and they will have a speedy recovery. Please be with the soldiers overseas fighting for our freedom and keeping our country safe. Help them to be safe and come home soon. Please be with Barclay and help him to remember what he studied and prepared. Please help us to listen to what he said and apply it to our lives. Please be with Jesus. Thank you for Jesus and the sacrifice on the cross to save us from our sins. In his name we pray. Amen.
Scripture reading will come from Ephesians chapter 4, verses 1 through 6. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you to walk worthy of the calling with which you were called, with all lowliness and gentleness, with long-suffering, bearing with one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. First song will be number 587. 587, Sing and Be Happy. We'll be singing the first and last verses.
If the skies above you are gray, you are feeling so blue. If your cares and burdens seem great all the whole day through, there's a silver lining that shines in the heavenly land. Look by faith and see it, my friend. Trust in his promises grand. Sing. You'll be happy today, press along to the goal. Trust in him who leadeth the way, he is keeping your soul. Let the world know where you belong, look to Jesus and pray. Lift your voice and praise him in song, sing and be happy today. Oft we fail to see the rainbow up in heaven's fair sky, when it seems the fortunes of earth frown and pass us by. There are things we know that are worth more than silver and gold. If we hope and trust him each day, we shall have pleasure untold. Sing and you'll be happy today, press along to the goal. Trust in him who leadeth the way, he is keeping your soul. Let the world know where you belong, look to Jesus and pray. Lift your voice and praise him in song, sing and be happy today.
Please turn to Psalms number 625. Be singing the first and third verse only. Zion's call sweetly rings over land and sea, bidding us look to realms above. While the light from the throne shines for you and me, let us listen to the call of love. Zion's call is ringing, coming from the throne above. While we hear it ringing,
While we tarry below, there is work to do, and our strength cometh from above. As we labor and wait, we must all be true. Let us list to the call of love. Zion's call is ringing, coming from the throne above. While we hear it ringing, let us heed the call of love.
Tonight's scripturing will come from Philippians chapter 2, verses 12 through 18. Philippians 2, verses 12 through 18. I'll be reading from the NIV. Therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who works in you to will and to act according to his good purpose. Do everything without complaining or arguing, so that you may become blameless and pure, children of God without fault in a crooked and depraved generation, in which you shine like stars in the universe, as you hold out the word of life, in order that I may boast on the day of Christ that I did not run or labor for nothing. But even if I am being poured out like a drink offering on the sacrifice and service coming from your faith, I am glad and rejoice with you all, so you too should be glad and rejoice with me.
Next song will be number 589. Be seeing the first and last verses.
What a fellowship, what a joy divine, leaning on the everlasting arms. What a blessedness, what a peace is mine, leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on the everlasting arms. What have I to dread? What have I to fear? Leaning on the everlasting arms. I have blessed peace with my Lord so near. Leaning on the everlasting arms. Leaning, safe and secure from all alarms. Leaning on the everlasting arms.
If you want to mark your song books, the invitation song will be number 904. Please turn your songbook. Please turn your Bibles to Philippians 4:13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me.
On a list of the top 100 computer companies in the world based on sales, IBM ranks number one. This might not be a surprise, but what is a surprise is that Thomas Watson, the first chairman of CEO and CEO of IBM, said in 1943, "I think there's a world market for maybe five computers." In 1977, Ken Olson, who co-founded the Digital Equipment Corporation, said, "There is no reason anyone would want a computer in their home." Today, there are hundreds of models of computers available to buy, and around 5% of the world's population owns a computer. In 1899, the British scientist Lord Kelvin said, "Radio has no future. Heavier-than-air flying machines are impossible, and X-rays will prove to be a hoax." Within the next 20 years, radio was used for military communications in World War I, the Wright brothers made a powered flight at Kitty Hawk, North Carolina, and X-ray machines became a widespread medical tool. After the first flight of the Boeing 247, one of the engineers present said, "There will never be a bigger plane built." That is a Boeing 247. Boeing's current largest plane, the 747-8, is 5 times longer and 4 times wider than the 247, and it isn't even the largest airplane in the world. As you can see, many people assume things to be impossible when they are really entirely possible. God tells us that nothing, no matter how difficult or unlikely, is truly impossible. In Luke chapter 1, verse 37, an angel tells Mary, "For with God, nothing will be impossible." This means that as God's followers, we should never say something is impossible. It's hard not to, however, and even great people in the Bible sometimes assume things were impossible. Jesus' disciples experienced this problem in Matthew chapter 19, verses 23 to 26. Jesus tells the disciples, "Assuredly I say to you that it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. And again I say to you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God." Though we now know the reasoning behind Jesus' statement here, the disciples didn't, and therefore they interpret it incorrectly. In Jewish society, like in many societies today, the rich were thought to be better than the poor. So, the disciples think, if it's that difficult for a rich man to be saved, it must be impossible for anyone without that kind of influence to be saved. This is bad news for them, so they ask Jesus, in verse 25, "Who then can be saved?" Jesus understands their mistakes and tells him what he meant. "With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible." Man would be unable to look past the obvious advantage that a rich individual possesses. But as Acts 10:34 says, God is no respecter of persons, so the rich man's disadvantage does not mean that no one has a chance. Sarah decides that God's promise of a child for Abraham and her is impossible in Genesis chapter 18. In Genesis 18:11 and 12, she says, "Now Abraham and Sarah were old, well advanced in age, and Sarah had passed the age of childbearing. Therefore Sarah laughed within herself, saying, 'After I have grown old, shall I have pleasure, my Lord being old also?'" God himself reminds Abraham that nothing is beyond his abilities. In verses 13 and 14, he says, "Why did Sarah laugh, saying, 'Shall I surely bear a child, since I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time I will return to you, according to the time of life, and Sarah shall have a son.'" Paul understood God's capabilities. In Philippians 4:13, he says, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me." Just as Paul tells the church at Philippi, nothing is impossible when God is with us. However, we also cannot do anything without God. Think of anything that's considered man-made. Computers, airplanes, or anything. All of these things are produced in factories run by humans. But really, all the raw materials that build these products and the factories that build them come from the earth. And as Genesis 1:1 tells us, God created the earth. Psalms 127:1 discusses the necessity of God's assistance in achieving anything. It says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it. Unless the Lord guards the city, the watchman stays awake in vain." James supports this in James chapter 1, verse 17. "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shadow of turning." All of these principles apply to our spiritual state as well. Hebrews 11, verse 1 is one of the most well-known verses in the Bible. "Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen." The biblical definition of faith includes believing in what might seem impossible. More importantly, though, without God's guidance, we cannot get to heaven, and there's only one way to obtain that guidance. Jesus explains this to Nicodemus in John 3:3. Jesus answered and said to him, "Most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." We must be baptized in order to have our sins forgiven and gain God's full support. Many people, both unbaptized and those that have been baptized, use the excuse that God would never forgive them for what they've done to explain why they refuse to be baptized or ask for forgiveness again. This is only an excuse, however. There is no amount of sin that God cannot forgive if we only follow him and ask. Jeremiah 32:17 says, "Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you." Ephesians 3:20 supports this and says, "Now to him who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think, according to the power that works in us." So if you have made excuses to God, there's no time too soon to stop traveling down that path. As James 4:14 tells us, life is a vapor, and you may not have another chance to correct your mistakes. God wants actions, not excuses. So if you have made excuses in the past, then now is your chance to change that and act as we stand and sing.